They talked for the first time in 2 weeks. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
To achieve ceasefire and permanent peace. And to put an end to the bloodshed.
Turkey's foreign minister at the Russia-Ukraine talks in Istanbul that have wrapped up with no date set to resume. But this is new.
Russia's deputy defense minister announcing today the decision to withdraw troops from outside of the capital of Kyiv, focusing more of their troops on the Donbass area. Now, at the same time of these conversations, cities across the country here are turning to rubble. In Mykolaiv, an explosion today blasted a hole in a 9-story building. The governor said that most people managed to escape.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. At least 7 people were killed there. President Biden got on the phone this morning with the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and the UK after he ruffled feathers Saturday, saying Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power in Russia. Yesterday, the president dismissed that as just emotional moral outrage.
Nobody believes we're going to take down. I was talking about taking down Putin.
Republicans say the president made a gaffe, with Congressman Mike Gallagher telling Fox.
The fact that the administration is now at war with itself over the messaging really does not suggest that they have a coherent long-term strategy.
South Korea is calling North Korea a liar, dismissing the claim of launching a new intercontinental ballistic missile last week, accusing the North Koreans of actually firing a less powerful, older weapon and fabricating data after an earlier failed test. Both missiles are capable of reaching here amid North Korea's nuclear and sanctions standoff with the U.S. Will Smith tells Chris Rock, sorry for slapping you on stage at the Oscars, posting on Instagram.
Jokes at my expense are part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line, and I was wrong.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. No public response yet from Chris Rock. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We are seeing more gains on Wall Street this morning. Stocks are rising. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Yeah, Dave, we're seeing a rally. 270 points on the Dow, plus 30 on S&P, and NASDAQ has gained about 180. Some of the biggest winners today are economy opening stocks like travel related shares. Nielsen Holdings, the TV ratings company, is up around 20% after agreeing to be acquired by a private equity consortium. FedEx is up. Investors liking that founder CEO Fred Smith will be replaced by the current president and COO Raj Subramaniam, and Home Health Group, LHC, which is getting acquired by United Health, is also up. Dave?
Lily, the price of oil is down big again this morning, falling $5 back to $100 a barrel, which could help lower gas prices, which haven't budged in a week. AAA's national average for regular remains $4.24 per gallon. That is still just 9 cents off the record high earlier this month. And we also have the story of Wordle. Do you play it? It's a daily word game that's popular with a lot of Americans, including some young kids in school.
Wordle is causing some casual competition in classrooms in and around Charlotte, North Carolina. It's become part of the daily routine for third graders at St. Michael Catholic School in Gastonia. Wordle is an online game where every day you get 6 tries to guess a 5-letter word. A teacher at St. Michael's says it helps the kids learn to spell, look for spelling patterns, and even build their vocabulary. It also encourages a little bit of teamwork. The kids come up with word guesses and then break up into groups and try to guess the word correctly. This class showing learning can be all fun and games. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
In the NCAA tournament for women, UConn has won to go to the Final Four for a 14th straight year. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.